This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hours after taking over as the acting chief of the Pentagon, Mark Esper is heading to Brussels to reassure NATO allies after yet another big Trump administration change. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon. We have some technical difficulties going on, so we'll move along. Earlier Tuesday, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani dismissed the new U.S. economic sanctions on Iran, saying the president is mentally disabled. In a speech, he also said sanctions on the nation's top religious official will do no good because Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has no foreign assets. He also remarked with derision on the Trump administration's threatening sanctions on the foreign minister, Javad Zarif, while asking for negotiations. And a spokesman for Iran's foreign minister said sanctions on Khamenei and the foreign minister would mean the permanent closure of the path to democracy. Pardon me, the permanent closure of the path of diplomacy. Trump told reporters Tuesday he believes his message is being taken seriously. Last week, President Trump threatened military force on Iran, but changed his tactic at the last minute, opting instead for economic sanctions. The measures are meant as retaliation for Iran shooting down an unmanned U.S. drone that Iran says was in its airspace. The United States says the drone was in international territory. You're listening to VOA News.